On a Sunday afternoon a couple of weeks ago, I found myself in the corridor outside the locker rooms at Bright Arena, normally the home of Harvard University's ice hockey teams. I had arranged to meet with Becky Keller, the mother of two boys, 6 and 3, though that wasn't why I'd arranged to meet with her.
With Team Canada, I've won 3 Olympic gold medals and 1 silver. 4 world championships, 3 silvers.
Becky Keller, who plays defense, joined the Burlington, Ontario Barracudas in 1997 when the Canadian Women's Hockey League first opened for business, at least a sort of business. The CWHL is incorporated in Canada as a nonprofit organization. Burlington's competition this afternoon was the Boston Blades, a team new to the league this season. Keller, who played her college hockey at Brown University, was happy to see a U.S. franchise appear on the Barracudas' schedule.
I watched so many of the girls that I graduated with stop playing because there was no elite teams here, so it's nice to see that that's happening.
In order to see just how nice Becky Keller's U.S. counterparts thought the creation of the Boston franchise was, I walked a little further down the corridor to find the closest woman to a Becky Keller counterpart the opposition could provide.
I'm Angela Ruggiero, play for the Boston Blades, and I'm a defenseman.
You hesitated with Blades. Have they just come up with a name?
We had an online vote on our Facebook page, apparently, and the public decided what our name would be. So we actually like it. We nicknamed ourselves the Bladies.
Ruggiero, like Becky Keller, has an Olympic gold medal and a World Championship gold medal in her trophy case, along with what she perhaps considers too many silvers, reminders of all the times her teams have finished second to Canada. Ruggiero starred at Harvard and graduated cum laude in 2004, all of which has perhaps prepared her to lead the Blades, or Bladies, in their inaugural season.
It's interesting because you do have a sprinkle of Olympic athletes, sprinkle of national team athletes, and a sprinkle of NCAA Division I and a few Division III athletes. So, you know, I think some players are playing just because they love it. They want to play at an intense level on in the women's side and want to stay in shape. And others are using it as a springboard to train for their respective national teams.
It's intense and, for at least some of the players, expensive. The Barracudas willing to travel around Canada and down to Boston by bus are covered, but the ones who want to fly make up the difference themselves. And according to Paul Hendrickson, the general manager of the Boston Blades, his players can't even take meal money for granted.
Well, that depends. Each team handles that differently. We actually were able to provide meals for our entire trip up to Toronto through the generosity of some of the parents. And so each team does their best to try to use parent donations or other funds to help out a bit, but That really is something that's up to the players if the team cannot cover it.
Paul Hendrickson, like the players, hopes the league won't always be dependent on the kindness of relatives and friends. He dreams of self-sufficiency and more.
We're definitely hoping to get there. That will require two things. One is sponsorships, corporate sponsorships. They're really key to a league like this. But we also have to build attendance. And those two things go together. As we build attendance, we'll be a more attractive place for sponsors. So we hope to be there. We're not there yet.
Until the CWHL is there, that is financially solid enough to actually pay the players, said players have to find day jobs where they can. Lots of them are involved in coaching at colleges or schools, which means their responsibilities sometimes conflict with their CWHL team practices. Others, according to Pat Coughlin, who coaches the Burlington Barracudas, find other ways to make a living.
Some of them are working the dental, some of them work in data entry, some of them do guest speaking, some of them just train hockey players. You know, they're all different fields. Some of them are law assistants. It's amazing what they do away from hockey. Some of them are trying to raise 2 kids, so we try and help her out with that as much as we can. So, we try and help her out with the kids. We take them on the bus for her while she's getting ready and stuff. So, you know, they really have to sacrifice more than, say, the boys would have to sacrifice.
Coughlin, who has also coached men's hockey, says the circumstances of his current players have required adjustments on his part.
You do have to coach them a little bit differently because they have jobs and they have other commitments that maybe are a little higher than just the hockey. You know, whereas those boys are trying to advance to pro careers, and, you know, you have to train them and treat them differently for sure.
The hockey itself is not so different, at least according to Martha Curran, one of the few fans on hand when the game between the Blades and the Barracudas began.
Yeah, it's an amazing experience. It's disappointing that there aren't more folks here because I just think, you know, it's like almost seeing Olympic-level hockey, you know, in your own backyard.
I'm very bad at estimating crowds. Would you like to give me a crowd estimate here?
I am bad at that also, but I would say there's not more than 50 or so people here.
According to the official league statistics, the actual count was 60, but that might have included the officials and Becky Keller's children. Those who had managed to find their way to Bright Arena were rewarded with a tight, well-played game, which the visiting Barracudas won 2-1. Perhaps some of the 50 or 60 people who were in attendance will one day look back on the afternoon and say they were present when a CWHL game looked like a private party. Angela Ruggiero is among those who believe that with help from the International Hockey Federation and others, a change can come.
I see this league actually 5-10 years down the road as the place for post-collegiate players around the world to come. So it isn't just, you know, the North American powerhouses again. It's everyone coming here, and you know, the IAHF could help support that. The NHL could help support that. The main thing is everyone's having a good time out there and you know, enjoying being out on the ice with each other. I know the Blades certainly are.
In today's CWHL action, Angela Ruggiero and the second-place Boston Blades will face league-leading Montreal in Montreal, and Toronto will play Brampton in Brampton. Plenty of good seats still available for now. You're listening to Only a Game.